Well, I went to see this Go to the Edge. You know, The Edge by Hudson Yard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
always wanted to go. So I
The like
went.
sky deck, right?
It's nice. On that terrace, there are steps that you go up even further. They opened part of it and the top section was closed. So I kept going up and down because there was a spot right on top of it where you could take like panoramic view. I mean, you could do that in other spots too, but it was much higher and less people. So I had plenty of time. There was no time limit. So I kept going up and down like three times. I went up and down, trying to find the right time where there aren't too many people up there. And the third time,
No wonder you were tired. That's why you didn't sign you didn't walk back.
the third time I missed a step,
Oh, shit.
boom, I fell all over the steps. I'm always like more embarrassed about falling down
Than your
than
actual injury.
physically being hurt,
Oh my God. Are
So
you
the guys
okay?
sitting there, people were sitting there like, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" Because I went boom. So I'm like, getting myself up, dusting myself off. I'm okay. I'm okay. I went right up and, didn't break my speed. I just kept going. Took my pictures because I was like really embarrassed.
Oh.
Let's get into it. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of 90 Day React, Bubbles and Banter. So, what stood out to you? So, we found out that chiropractors are not doctors. When Tiger Lily was asking,
I just,
and then he says, you have a small mind anyway, you have a small brain.
I'm really curious to see what happens with them because she does not seem like someone who wants to be passive, and she's getting really irritated with him. Are they gonna last? Is he gonna have to compromise? Like, what's gonna happen?
If they're gonna have a child together, I don't know. At some point, I mean, she's gonna have the baby here, I'm sure. She's not gonna be in Jordan have the baby there, so he has to come here, and then whatever decision they're gonna make here.
I know, but is
Once.
he going to change his attitude? Is what I'm wondering.
I don't think so. I think he is the way he is,
Well, is
and
she
it
going to put up with it? Is my
and
secondary
you got
question.
all kinds of people that are Muslim, but they're religious, not religious, traditional, not traditional. So it's crazy to generalize a group of people. That's the bottom line, to think that if you're a Muslim, you're this and that, because it's not true. It depends on the culture, the country, and the traditions, and so that's the lesson people should learn from all of these characters in the show.
Yeah, at the very least, yeah. It bothers me because I feel like she would be so much happier with someone else. I don't know why she picked this guy. I don't know what he's doing for her.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
He's like young and stupid. Not
Yeah.
even that cute. Not in America, so it's long distance. Like,
Right.
what are you getting out of this? So, I don't Who's next?
Renee and Chidi.
Oh my
I'm kind of
God.
sad to see Renee go. I was.
She was
Well,
so entertaining.
yeah, she gave us the best lines in the show. I mean, you go from let the chicken live, and when the earth first started, it wasn't a program. Are you sharing the milk or what? All this stuff. Who's going to give us these lines?
I'm really happy that Chidi stood his ground. I was really worried about that because when he met with her, he was like giving her all these gifts. And I was like, please don't let this be him going back to her or something. And
he told like several times, even last time he said that he wants to break it up with her. But
maybe you never know with people.
I don't know what that was about. He just gave her gifts and, you know, as usual, she didn't let him talk. And she finally said that, you know, you're an evil person. And she took all the gifts and split. That was it.
And kind of sweeps her arm across the table and drags all the gifts into her bag and leaves.
Yeah, exactly. And did she say, I love you at the end or something like that?
Oh, she did? I missed that.
I'm taking my gifts. Stupid. You're an evil person. I love you. Goodbye.
I hate her. I hate her so much.
You know, the producers, they ask her, like, do you think that you overreacted about Chidi's sister? Renee, with like a straight face, she says, I never feel like I overreact.
Overreact about anything, yeah. It's she's like, I never overreact.
Are you kidding me?
She's delusional. She's not living in the same world that the rest of us are living.
No.
Her best bet is to be like abducted by an alien and maybe she can marry him. And be done with it.
And as soon as they're gone, we got the new couple, Joey and Magda. I call him the Jersey Boy.
I don't even care about this guy. Yeah, I don't care about this guy. So I'm like, go ahead and F up your life.
Yeah, the Italians from Jersey.
This sounds like a mess waiting to happen. So
I know.
The fact that this chick is 20, barely 23. What is she, 22, 23?
Right.
And she's pressuring him. She wants to come here. She's pressuring to have a kid.
Right.
So, yeah, this girl seems like a child. This guy seems like a total creep.
Right.
I was cracking up, though, at this scene.
The pool?
Where they're all at the pool.
I know.
Everybody was trying to get their screen time.
Right.
So all the women were like, pursing their lips and like I can't do it without showing you, and exactly. They're all like smizing and just like sucking in at the pool,
and his ex Jill was like puckering up her lips every time there was camera on her. Yeah, and he pretended like he's this you know upscale realtor, and then he shows up with this cheap suit.
Oh my God.
Homemade cookies.
Oh my God,
like,
the way he dumped the cookies into the tray made me so angry.
I know.
No, like, he just dumped them in there. And I was like, are you crazy? And then he eats it.
Right.
And then he wipes his hands and the crumbs over the tray. Over the tray. I was
like, yeah, man. You're really upscale.
So gross.
I know. And then the next day, there's no sign of this guy. He has to get on the plane to go to Poland.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And they can't find him.
What's going on? Ooh.
I know.
I bet they got into a fight.
It's possible. And then he says that I was intimate with someone else when we were talking, you know, we were chatting online and stuff like that. And, you know, I had to tell her. And she said that I have to give her my location. And I'm thinking, like,
you're not even in the country.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Like, how's that going to help you with the location? You don't know where everything is.
Stop. Stop with the go to therapy. Everybody go to therapy.
I know.
You know?
It's just silly. But she, you know, he kept calling her. Her name is M-A-G-D-A, Magda.
Magda.
He kept saying Magna.
Not magma.
It reminded me of Austin Powers.
Austin Powers. Magma.
Exactly.
The planet with liquid hot magma.
How did you have it pulled
liquid
over?
Hot magma. 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 Liquid hot magma.
All right, that's enough.
It's like,
yeah, that'll be her name from now on.
Yeah.
He was saying magma?
He kept saying either Magna or Magma. I don't know what the hell he was saying.
Magna. Yeah. Also, when they were preparing the food and they got a close-up shot of someone cutting a mozzarella.
Right.
That was the driest mozzarella I've ever seen exactly. in my life.
Right.
And who cuts it like that? That was a disappointment.
So next we get to my new favorite couple, Niles and Matilda. I really like these two. It's like they mesh together well.
She's just 100% using him for the visa, but if you put that aside, then fine.
Exactly.
But
Niles says, well, when I went to her house yesterday, I wasn't invited inside, so I really want to go see the inside of the house. It was like a kitchen and bedroom together, and the shower was no indoor plumbing, nothing. And
yeah,
and he's, you know, he
he really did not hold back.
No, he had to say it. He apologized later, you know, once he understood that.
That's the thing, yeah. He
was in masking.
It's tough, but he does handle it well. Like, when she handled it well, too, because she was like, hey, that really upset me. Like, she was really mature about it, which was
right,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what, she's that, that's what, on yeah. She, yeah, she's trying to teach him, like, you know, carry on, and she's being honest with him. Like, you hurt my feelings when you said that when you were at my house, and he realized that. What he had said, mm-hmm. and he apologized. So that was good.
Yeah, that was good. That was cute.
Our next couple is Vea and Sunny, where Sunny takes her to this cricket game and tried to introduce her to...
She didn't even know what cricket was.
Okay. No. I mean, I don't know what cricket is. I mean, it could be like...
We don't know the rules of the game, but she asked as if she's never even heard.
Oh, I see.
Ali was coming on really strong, and it made me wonder if Ali has feelings for Sunny, because he was very, like,
yes,
I don't know, whenever a friend is really intense about grilling, I'm like, are you trying to marry your friend, or?
Right.
They he just was not for it.
Overprotective.
Yeah,
he was like,
yeah, it's like, relax, you know, you're not marrying this chick. Right. Calm down.
That's
all they showed was that, and it seems like there's going to be a big explosive fight next week with the ex.
Oh yeah, yeah. And, with Rory, the three of them get together.
They're having relations.
Yeah, they showed the shower scene.
Also gross. I hate 90 Day. Always does this. It's like, I don't want to see this.
Exactly.
They always get way.
Who wants to see that anyway?
Like I don't want to see this. Guys,
I know.
Turn the cameras off.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're not religious in that sense.
Sunny definitely is not.
That's what I'm saying.
And she asked him, like, do you want me to become convert for you?
And he couldn't even give her a straight answer, which was kind of annoying.
Because he doesn't care.
I feel like the fight is going to bother me a lot next week.
Right.
But for many reasons.
I mean, Rory didn't do anything.
What I'm saying. Like, I think that's what's going to bother me, because Rory just seems like a genuinely nice person. Like, he seems like he's really is not interested in continuing a relationship with her. It would be different if the ex had ulterior motives. I don't think he does.
Right.
So that's why it's going to bother me, because Sonny's going to freak out and
all
this stuff. And it's just going to be like...
Sonny has, it seems like he has a temper when he gets down to it.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we do a little bit of Happily Ever After, just like the highlights? We don't have to go through every couple.
The other way, you mean?
What did I say? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The other way. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, we did a lot of Shekinah and Sarper, which was good.
Her fave.
Her nose looks good, but I'm not sure about the contact lens that she used, a different, that's like... Just don't wear the contacts.
The two of them with the contacts on the boat.
Yeah.
They were staring at each other. I was like.
And he says, I turned into a butterfly for you.
Aw. That was cute in his own way.
Yeah, it was good. And
did you like that he was like,
will you marry
instead
me?
Instead of will you marry me, he was like, he opens the ring thing and he goes, I'll marry you. I'll marry you.
I have decided.
Yeah, I'll do it. His family seems really sweet. And
yeah, the ceremony was cute, you know. So he proposed, and next on we see him. It actually, they're talking It's the tell-all next episode.
I know. It was kind of an abrupt ending, don't
you
think?
So you see Sarper in New York. I mean, in the tell-all.
Oh, my God. Wait. Who was it where I was like, what happened? The Corona. For the tell-all?
Corona.
Yes. Yes. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I did. I don't know how they ended it.
I'm on Inky's side because she's...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm the opposite.
I know you're the opposite. Yeah. But towards the end, I know you were probably getting pissed off where he was like, no, stay. And
yeah, it's
and
like
that. And it's like
nonchalant about. I mean,
oh, stay. Now all of a sudden you want her to stay.
Yeah. He was actually seeing that he's going to lose her. And then he was just changing his mind about everything. It's like, no, stay and we'll be together. And eventually we're going to, yeah. Eventually, it's not good
Clearly
enough for her.
Clearly, something happens, and you know, I'm so excited to see.
Yeah, if you're going to give everything up to go be with somebody, and you're hoping that they will be as serious as you are, and he's definitely not. He's definitely not wanting to marry her, like, not even within a year. He didn't say anything. He just said that I don't want you to leave. Eventually, we'll be together. And that's not enough for her. And I think it's her idea is better if she just comes back, go to school.
I don't know, though. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that and I was like, listen, you can always go to school.
Right.
See it through because you don't, that's not often that you find someone you want to spend the rest of your life with. So I would say see that through. If that falls apart, then go try to do that.
But I think Inky should have tried. He should have tried harder if he really wanted her to stay.
He should have been clear from the beginning. And she's right. She was like, yeah.
As she put more pressure on him, he started to turn a little bit, but not enough of a turn. But it was that chapel in the glacier. It was beautiful.
It was cute, yeah. I miss Iceland. I only went once, but I would love to live there. It was really nice there. And what's cute is that Reykjavik, the city that he's from or that they keep showing, it's a small city. In one day, you can walk the entire day, or not even one day, like half a day probably.
Right.
You can walk around the whole area. I would love to live there. The only problem is the import costs for their groceries.
I see.
Like, I went to a grocery store and I was like, holy shit. Like, some of their food is, it's like every beautiful place, like Hawaii and things like that. You know, the import costs for food are, you have to pay the price for it. But, love it. I would go back in a heartbeat. My husband had scheduled a tour for us in Iceland. It was the only tour that we had, and it was supposed to be like the natural elements like geysers and glaciers and all that.
Right.
And we were about to get like go to the bus stop to get picked up for the tour, and I was like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, do I have time to go back to the hotel to use the bathroom? And I went, and then we came back out, and we waited at the bus stop for like 40 minutes.
Wow.
And then, we got on one of these buses. We're like, is this the bus for this tour? And they're like, no, that bus left already.
What are you guys
all because
talking?
I had to go to the bathroom, we missed the tour.
So
no, we
did
not get our money back. Oh, I just went shopping.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I just went shopping. But I feel like I have a duty to go back because I didn't get to see like the glaciers and the geysers and all that. So
Yeah. You can always go back. Joanne and Sean.
Sean. What did you think of...
I like these two.
Okay. I hate these two.
Why?
I hate them so much.
They're the most normal people on the show.
Together, they're fine. I really hate what they did to their kids.
But it's like, I understand
that. And we're
now
seeing the after effects. Look at what's happening.
Yeah, but look at it this way. When her son is talking to her, she understands everything and she feels she absorbs everything.
His body language. She's a good mom in that sense.
And she says, this is it. And I'm going back because this is what I said I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go crazy, doesn't overreact. It's like this is how normal people react to each other. It's not like, yeah, you know, Tiger Lily or Renee or Vanya or, you know, Brian. These are crazy people.
Yeah, they're level-headed.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I like about people. Them.
And I think he probably saw that coming because they knew that they were keeping this secret for so long that their ideal situation was she would tell the kids all this and then she would move to Ireland.
Right.
But he probably knew that might not, you know, he probably left some room for him to.
I want to know the genesis of, you know, the reason why they decided not to tell, you know, share that with their families. You could tell, like, he's the, you know, the wheels are turning in his head, like, maybe I could move there instead of, because, you know, her moving to Ireland is not going to happen, period.
Yeah.
And you don't get much drama. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't get, they're not good for the show, but they act like normal people. You know, they think and act like normal people. They make mistakes, obviously, and made a big mistake by doing that, but the way they treat their family members is normal. It's just like, you know,
how it is within reason.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Of the whole kid.
You know, they don't go crazy on each other, and they don't call each other names and stuff like that. They're very mature. And then we go James leaving Indonesia. So every time, everybody listen.
Enough.
Listen, I have a rule of thumb.
Crying.
Every time you see there's a scene with Tata and James in it, you count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Once you get to 1, that's
when Tata starts
crying. Either
they're
she's crying,
her parents James are crying, her siblings are crying.
It's like, it's not even like a tear, it's like nonstop crying.
It's
like
sobbing. It's
full
sobbing.
Blown. And it's like, James kind of knew this is what he was going to do. And, you know.
I don't understand why they keep doing this thing of like not telling people to the last minute. It's like, haven't you realized that that doesn't work? Because your own family is pissed at you because you didn't share your plans with them. Now her family's pissed at you. She's pissed at you.
Right.
You know, it just, she's bothering me. Let me tell you, let me go through why everybody is pissing me off.
Right.
He's bothering me because he's not planning his communication effectively, and he's not communicating effectively when he knows that they're going to be upset if you leave it to the literal trip and the dad is asking, why do you have so much luggage? I thought we're just going to ride the train. Like, that's messed up. That's so messed up. That was like horrible. So the dad's probably like, yeah, I can't trust this guy at all.
Exactly.
You know, so that's horrible. I understand why he has to go back. I have no idea how he's going to get a job immediately. Right. Or maybe he never left his job. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how he's planning on making money, but whatever. She's pissing me off because, number one, she's not going back with him, and she thinks that her staying back is going to be the way to make sure that that he comes back and they live in Indonesia, which is like, I don't think that's how that works, but okay.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
She does not understand that he has to be able to make money and provide for them.
Right.
Because she keeps getting upset, and it's like, they can't live at their parents' house forever. Like, if you want to have a life, he's going to have to find a way to make money, and he can't work here.
Right.
And then for her sister Angel is, that woman is insane.
Right.
For her to be saying lies just because she didn't like him or didn't know him is crazy to me. So she went and told all these lies to the family about how he cheats on her and this. Right. I don't know what she said.
Right.
She said a bunch of stuff to malign her family against him.
Right.
And then was like, actually, never mind. I was lying the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And Tata is saying, bring that sister. Out of all of my 100 siblings, bring that one to America, and then I'll come back and live there.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Are you kidding me? You had to pick that one that tried to destroy your marriage?
Right.
You really think that's going to go over well?
Yeah, but also think that the way she was, Tata was describing the way she was living here, it's like a prison because you don't have a car. You
it's isolated. Can't go anywhere. Maine is really white.
And it's cold and it's, you know, right. So, yeah, I definitely understand her point of view. That's an issue with all these couples that come here. You know, they live in the suburbs or rural areas and they can't get anywhere. They don't, you know, live in the city, but anyway, that's just going to compound their problems. And the last couple is Lily and Josh. Yeah, Josh ended up not really paying for the wedding.
That pissed me off. Here, I'll have some cash. It's like, after all that, you made her, like, get a loan?
Yeah.
You gross man.
He knew he wasn't going to pay for this thing, you know?
What a bastard.
It's like, Jared, how much cash do you have in your wallet? Here's 500. That's 500.
Literally.
I mean, the thing cost like 30 grand or something like that. I don't know how much it was.
No, she only needed to come up with...
10,000?
No, it was like 4 or 5,000, which was the remainder. So I think the total was 10,000
or something. Yeah, I don't like this guy at all. I don't know. It's something's up with him.
Clearly.
If somebody's taking advantage, it's Josh, I think. Because you're over there. You're not spending any money of your own. You know, you live in this huge mansion. Modern, newly built, and you're having a good time. You know, he says, I can't wait for the food. It's like, it's your wedding.
He's so big. Like he's
going to a Chinese restaurant.
He's so ridiculous. I don't. Yeah, like and that.
I mean, the ceremony was beautiful. I mean,
that's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
the ceremony was so cool. They had like projections and they looked like they added like a cross filter to the lens because they had Lily was like glittering, like they had like the little starbursts. On the shiny parts of her headdress and like.
Right.
She deserves so much better than this chump.
Yeah, I mean, it's like. When they were sitting at a table and then Vivian said, we haven't seen you kiss each other. That kiss,
yeah, she was like, show me.
You know, Lily you could feel the tension, you know, that she didn't want to get married that day. You know.
Oh, who would want to after that mess?
I know.
She was so embarrassed. She said she's
definitely not in the mood to get married after all of that, but.
I don't blame her.
She should have known better. You know, you figure these things out the day before. Like, where's the money? Can you pay for it or not? Like, you don't decide, like, 2 hours before the ceremony, how are we going to pay for this thing? She kind of did it to herself.
I know, but I think she was really, if she was testing him, she was giving him to the last moment to, like, really show up.
But you're inviting your friends, your coworkers, your
well, that's why she decided I'm gonna have to take this loan out. Yeah.
All right. So I don't know how that's gonna end up. But Vivian looked happy for a minute.
And she looked gorgeous. I still want a Vivian spinoff.
Well, come up with an idea.
She's my favorite 90-day character. Okay, cool. It sounds like I am thrilled for the tell-all. I'm really, really, really it should be interesting for that. And next week on Before the 90 Days, I'm excited about the Vanya thing. I'm so excited about that. Oh, I know, right?
Poor Vanya.
Poor Vanya. Yeah, she's about to get owned at the dinner table.
Yeah, Bojo should have just, you know, stayed with, work on his ex instead of involving another person into his mess, you know, his emotional mess.
Well, we'll see what they say because I want to know what the explanation is and all that.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. Hope you'll join us again next week. How was that? Good.
That was great.
I practiced it.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, you got the magma clip ready to go too.
You know, listen to the magma again.
Every city on the planet with liquid hot magma. With liquid hot magma. Liquid hot magma. 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 Magma.
Alrighty. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Reflect those of our employers, everything shared, and do not reflect those of our employers. Everything we talked about, our content is for entertainment purposes only and are not meant to cause harm or encourage harassment. Please do not send hate or harass anyone that we discuss. That is not cute. That is not cool. Thank you for listening, and until next time.